AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. In testimony before the House committee investigating the Capitol riot, former Acting Attorney General Jeff Rosen said then-President Donald Trump called almost every day complaining about election fraud.
At one point, he had raised the question of having a special counsel for election fraud. At a number of points, he raised requests that I meet with his campaign counsel, Mr. Giuliani.
Committee member Adam Kinzinger says, imagine if a president could screen future Justice Department employees and asking them,
are you loyal to me or to the Constitution? And it wouldn't take long to find people willing to pledge their loyalty to the man.
Federal agents searched the home of a former top Trump Justice Department official, Jeffrey Clark. The Supreme Court decision striking down a restrictive New York gun law will likely lead to more Americans being legally armed in cities and elsewhere. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Challenges are expected in a half dozen states with laws similar to the one in New York, whose top Democrats are ripping the high court decision. From Governor Kathy Hochul.
We don't need more guns on our streets.
To New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
We cannot allow New York to become the Wild Wild West.
Tom King, whose New York gun group challenged the state law, says he's relieved lawful gun owners will no longer be persecuted by laws he says didn't actually keep anyone safe.
We are not the problem. The problem is the criminals and the wrongdoers in the state.
At the White House.
The Supreme Court's decision today defies logic.
Vice President Harris echoing President Biden, who says he's deeply disappointed and is urging states to pass new gun laws. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police say a knife-wielding psychiatric patient fatally stabbed a man inside a Las Vegas hospital. One person was injured. This is AP News. A deal was reached related to a deadly Florida condo collapse.
A judge has given final approval to a settlement of just over $1 billion for victims of the collapse of a Florida beachfront condo building that killed 98 people. The deal comes just one day before the one-year anniversary of one of the deadliest building failures in U.S. history. Most of the money will go to people who lost family members in the collapse. About $100 million is earmarked for legal fees, and $96 million is set aside for owners who lost one of the 136 units in the building. I'm Shelley Adler.
The state of Michigan agreed to destroy more than 3 million dried blood spots taken from babies and kept in storage, a partial settlement in an ongoing lawsuit over consent and privacy. At the state's direction, hospitals have routinely pricked the heels of newborns to draw blood to check for more than 50 rare diseases. At issue is leftover samples. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.